Hi, my name is Ron DeFeo, and I'll be your host in this series where we discuss all the investments we're making for American Airlines customers and team members right here at DFW. And today, we'll be talking with David Seymour, American's Chief Operating Officer, about the new 13-bank schedule here at DFW. And we'll be doing that from right here in the Hub Control Center in Terminal A. All right, David, we're here.
We are.
The new 13-bank schedule, it's here. Talk us through how we got to this point.
No, it's exciting that we're at this point, that we're now in the 13-bank structure. But an important thing is DFW is our largest and most important hub in the whole network. That's not saying that the others aren't important, but this is it. 30% of our connecting customers and bags transit through DFW.
Wow.
So DFW has to work. It's really, really important that it works. And when I go out to all the other hubs and ask them how the operations, they always go back and say, somewhere weaving the conversation, it's really important that DFW work. So this is really important that we're going to this structure. And the important thing about this is we're keeping the same flights there. So all of our customers are going to actually have the same opportunities. In some cases, we think more enhanced opportunities.
Uh-huh.
But what it's taking is it's taking the 9 that we used to have here in DFW, spreading it over 13 banks. So we reduce some of those peaks and we take some of the congestion out of the airport. So we're trying to create a much more seamless and frictionless process for our customers, but also our team members.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
As customers are, you know, coming through, arriving, traveling through DFW, what are they going to see?
Well, honestly, I think what you're going to see is this is benefits, not just our connecting, which I just talked about, but it's also going to benefit our originating customers.
Yep.
So as we spread that demand out, when passengers are coming into, and our customers are coming into the airport, there won't be as much congestion at the airports. There won't be as much congestion in our lobbies or our security lines. And then as they're transit through the terminal, there'll be less congestion, more opportunity. And then our connecting customers that are coming off of aircraft, moving to others, there'll be a little bit less congestion. And the important thing for them is that we're creating all those opportunities. So some of the tight connects that some people experience, we're going to have less tight connects. Those that still want tight connects, they can have them, and they'll still be available. But we're going to create more opportunity for them, and that's really exciting for our customers.
Of course, this is going in place right before the summer season, the summer peak. The summer also means thunderstorms. You know that.
Thunderstorms.
Never happens here in DFW.
No.
You talk through how this new structure could help.
You know, it goes back to these pulling these peaks down here. And as yes, we get our fair share of weather. Sometimes people argue we get more than our fair share. But, you know, as an airline, we've built our airline around recovering from those events because we can't necessarily avoid them, but we want to prepare ourselves. So we put a lot of tools in the past to do that. But one of the benefits of this is when the peaks come down, there's more resilience in our operation to absorb the shock that we get from thunderstorm activity or whether it's here at the airport or in the surrounding areas that have impact. And as you spread that out, there's more opportunity for us to recover. So what I really do expect, and I know we're going to see, is as we get these storms coming in, we're going to have, you know, in some cases, less ground delay programs that we're going to have to deal with because we can absorb that, which is great for our customers. It's great for our team members. It's great for the crew because you get a lot more reliability and predictability with traveling on American Airlines through DFW.
And you referenced the team a couple times. Talk a little bit more about why this is such great news for our team.
Well, it goes back to a lot of the things we talk about. I mean, in terms of those that are working the gates, they're going to, you know, gates and the flights, they're still going to see that. But what is really going to benefit them is consistency, predictability. Our team has constantly told us is that when we have big disruptions here, it's unpredictable schedule they're going to deal with. We're going to get that predictability in there. So for our team members, it's going to be great for that. Our crew members that are transient through, less disruption for their schedules. And the less disruption they have, the less disruption we have in our overall schedule.
That's great. Of course, we're talking about the hub schedule here. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, at the start of the year, we started adding in block time. So before I get to a question on that, can you just do a little Cliff Notes primer on block time?
Yeah, block time. The simple way of putting block time is the time that we allocate from a plane to leave the gate at its origin to the time it takes to get to its destination. Made up of three primary components, taxi out, in route time, taxi in. So that's what makes up block. So we've made an investment in that. And the benefit that we're getting out of this one is we say we want on-time departures.
Right.
But on-time departures lead to on-time arrivals. On-time arrivals lead to a higher likelihood of the next flight on that aircraft departing on time. And that's what we're really looking at. Now, couple that with what we're getting here at DFW is those two come together. And one of the benefits we've seen with the 13-bank structure along with the block is we're able to have less taxi out. So some of this block investment that we've made has actually been, you know, relatively cheap for an airline to be able to put into its schedule. But ultimately, what we want to do is benefit our customers. It puts the predictability, the reliability, and the consistency in the operation. And that's what our customers and that's what our team members really want from us.
So you like what you've seen so far and our team has noticed?
Yes, they have. And again, and this is the last, this 13-bank rollout that we've had now. That is the final step of getting ourselves ready for the summer and delivering a great product for our customers.
Well, there it is. Special thanks to David for joining us on today's episode. And as you heard, our new 13-bank schedule here at DFW is such an important part about how we're making the experience better for our customers and our team members. And of course, that kicks off here this summer. And good news, there's so much more to discuss at American's largest hub, and we will do just that. We continue the conversation on the next episode of Forever Forward at DFW.